Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
We asked on the way out of the last block, had Mike Tannenbaum here. He said at this point, if you can't get even a seventh round pick for Baker Mayfield, might as well cut him. Hard to call a guy, even if he goes first overall, who's been through so many OCs and head coaches already and all this, hard, and yet has had a double-digit win season, has a playoff win. Hard to call that guy a bust, but it's something like it. Like, what's the word?
Nah,
what
man.
Word would you use for Baker if he can't get to his second contract and he's already out of there? A burst? Something. You got, if it's not a bust, it's something close. 888-729-3776.
You can say face.
Say
because
ESPN.
This just makes me so angry. Key, you already know where I'm going to go on that.
Where are you going to go?
I'm going to Duke gets drafted number one overall. Like, how is that? It may not have panned out, but it's not a bust.
Okay.
The word bust, I become severely sensitive around.
All right. So what
Nobody's
is it?
A bust that played professional sports, man.
Okay, come but on, wait. Man. You can't. If a guy goes in the first, if a guy goes first overall, there are certain expectations. You can absolutely say
people,
a bust.
Max, millions of people in the world.
You know how many people want to wish they could for one game?
No question. But
come
like
on, man.
Once we start talking about the league, though, you are only being compared to other players in the league. It goes without saying, but if you want to say it, good. It's the highest league in the world. They're all incredible athletes, but they're being compared to each other.
You can't. The word "bust" doesn't even describe. You can't. It just. It's not part of the professional athlete vocabulary. I understand it's a hot take. I understand journalism. They like to do all of that. If people on social media like to deem people bust. But come on, man. Stop.
All right. Well, come up with another word then. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I can think of some busts in professional sports.
I got a good word
overall.
For Baker when the time comes when
okay,
we talk about
very
it.
Good.
I have a good word.
Very good. Have I mentioned this is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max presented by Progressive Insurance and that we're coming to you live from the Seaport District at Pier 17 brought to you by Chase? You know, it was a bust Doc Rivers playoff strategy so far. How's that? How you like? You like apples?
Yeah.
Doc Rivers, guys, started DeAndre Jordan, who was somehow a minus 22 in 17 minutes. Am I reversing
what?
That? Was it 17 in 22 minutes?
What?
As I'm saying the words, I can't believe that it's coming out of my mouth, right? Like, what? Is that yeah. No, 17 minutes. He was a minus 22, which is hard to do. Here's Doc, the post-game presser on why he started DeAndre.
You know, we talked to our guys. They wanted a big guy, a big roller. I thought in the second half, that's how he has to play every night. Those first 4 or 5 minutes were great from him. That's what we need. We love Paul, but we don't need Paul in foul trouble, and that's why you don't want to start him. So we like DJ. We're going to keep starting him, whether you like it or not. That's what we're going to do because our guys believe in him. It's funny, at halftime, we asked our key guys. We were thinking about it because I thought Paul Millsap gave us some decent minutes, and to a man, that's where they wanted to go.
Jay? Whether you like it or not, he's going to do it because our guys believe in him. They want a big man, a roller, right? Minus seven. And if he liked the first 4 or 5 minutes or whatever it was, boy, those next 12 must have been murder because he wound up minus 22, Jay.
Well, Paul Reed got in foul trouble. He's a guy who was coming off the bench. He had 5 fouls. I asked this question.
Like, he had five?
Paul Reed had 5 fouls, yeah. What would you want Doc Rivers to do? People, and I've been on national TV and radio for the longest time talking about the lack of adjustments. I was the one talking about, you know, what happened when they were up 3-1 in their series a couple years ago with the Clippers. I was the one talking about last year with Atlanta and them blowing double-digit leads. But, like, when it comes to this one, I got nothing for anybody except why they get DeAndre Jordan in the first place. Because from what I've been hearing around the league is that he, like, even when he was in Brooklyn, he didn't play a lot of minutes. So when they made the move, I remember talking to Alan Yates, our diehard Philadelphia 76ers fan, our producer, and we talk about this all the time. I'm like, well, why would they make that move in the first place? But right now, since he's on the roster currently constructed, I don't know what you want from him because without Joel Embiid on the floor, regardless of whether it's Paul Reed, DeAndre Jordan, they don't really have the right matchup for Miami to begin with. Bam Adebayo is a matchup nightmare. This dude is a Swiss Army knife. He can give it to you in so many different areas between setting screens, pick and pop, and getting to the rim. They pinpoint mismatches. So whenever Jordan is on the court, he's going to be a mismatch that's actually going to be targeted by the Miami Heat.
Well, you know why they picked him up, though, Jay? Familiarity, right? I mean, you're very familiar with somebody who you played with in L.A. for a very long time, and he knows the sets. And I get it. It's lemon heads, right? It's very sour taste thinking that you're getting a player – not the player from 10 years ago. You're getting a player from today. It's not the same player. But what else are you going to do if you Doc Rivers? This is what you have. You believe in this, that he is giving you the best chance to win, because you, in your mind, revisiting history, Lob City and all that, and not realizing, that may not be the case. Without Joel Embiid on the floor, though, in the middle of that floor, they're in trouble, no matter whoever they go to on the bench. They're in trouble. When they lost him for the couple games that they're going to probably lose him for, they're going to wind up probably being down 2-0 before they even get a chance to really get him back.
I think you, Jay, and Key also to a degree, like with what you guys are saying, give good context to the situation. In other words, this is the roster you got. They picked up DeAndre this year, right? Like, so okay, he's on. Now he got an injury. You got another guy who you can play at center. He did not foul out. He did wind up with a bunch of fouls, though. Okay, maybe he didn't foul out because of those minutes. So like, Jay, when you say, I don't know what else, like, I don't know what I got for you here, this is just the roster he has. And then what do you want Doc to say? Look, this is the roster I got. What do you want me to do? No, he's got to support his guys. But it comes off as – it comes off to me the wrong way when Doc's like, whether you guys like it or not, because – you're just feeding the monster, right? People are like, Doc.
He keeps hearing people talk negative about his adjustments and the things that he's doing. So, naturally, he's getting sick and tired of it. He doesn't want to hear it. So, he's like, whether you like it or not, because I'm sure he's reading the newspapers and people are telling him what's going on and why he's doing the things that he's doing. And so, he's basically venting the frustration with the individuals that's taking shots at him.
I have two things, guys. Number one, I think we're all missing a point. We're trying to dig deep into Doc Rivers. Why is DeAndre Jordan on this team in the first place? I need answers.
Right.
Gave it to you, Jay.
No, but Key, I need to know, like, because Doc Rivers can tell me as much as he wants about familiarity with DeAndre Jordan, but if I'm Daryl Morey, if I'm paying attention to the landscape of the league, I'm saying, well, DeAndre hasn't been DeAndre for a long-ass time. Like, so I know what you might think you want, Doc, but it may not be the answer. So why is he on this roster in the first place? That's a question a lot of Philadelphia 76er fans are asking.
Legit.
And number two, yo, we spend no time talking about the Miami Heat. I'm down here in West Palm. I got to be honest, the first thing people are jabbing me about, I walk in the studio, it's like, oh, what are you going to say crappy about the Heat today? Mm. So, like, I'm saying, like, I know we're finding what's wrong with Philly. But damn, though, Eric Spoelstra is a genius on the sideline. He's the one targeting DeAndre Jordan when his ass is on the court. And Tyler Hero's come off the bench dropping buckets. Kyle Lowry's not even playing in this series thus far.
Know why we don't talk more about the Heat? That's a legit gripe. Let's leave the other stuff alone with it, but like about Doc and everything. The reason we don't talk about the Heat is because, in fact, what people want to hear is not an X's and O's breakdown usually. They want to get hooked on characters and what those characters mean,
but
what's
Max,
in their way, their obstacles, their stories.
Who understands Joel Embiid and the way Doc Rivers works more than Jimmy Butler?
Right. This is what I'm saying. So for the Heat, the hook is whenever you have a team of a collection of guys, they're all about as good as each other. Maybe one guy's a little better, but he's not a superstar. It's hard to sink your teeth into as a story until you start talking about the characters. Jimmy Butler, Eric Spoelstra, Tyler Hero, right? Bam. Now, as the playoffs progress and they have success, we'll focus more on the characters and they'll get more shots.
Understood, Max. I'm just telling you, one of the reasons why James Harden, even though there's lack of explosiveness to get by people, one of the reasons why he struggled is because you know who played with him in Houston for a long time? P.J. Tucker.
Oh, he was
excellent.
Who
knows how to guard him. P.J. Tucker was one of the key cogs to helping the Milwaukee Bucks win a world championship last year.
Yeah, he's had such a good player for so long. Great in the locker room, on the floor, everything. You're right. NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. Tune in tonight as the Celtics host the Bucks, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 6:30 Eastern.
Get off me, Heat fans.
On most ESPN Radio stations. So the guy who wrote this, what in the business is called a tease, wants me to tell you that he's very smart and something he said yesterday might actually happen.
Okay.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Diana Russini is going to give you the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Yates.
What's up with the DMs, Di?
Hi. Is that going to be my new thing on the show? I'm here and read my DMs?
You said we had an interesting audience on the show. Now I need to dig into it. I need to learn more.
Let's do that another segment. I don't think the world wants to drive to work today listening to the perverts that are reaching out to me on this Tuesday.
Oh, wow. That deep? I thought they were mad at you for your takes.
This may need to be the whole segment.
Now I got
to
sit up.
That's why Yates played Mama Said Knock You Out coming into the segment.
Exactly. Key, nobody messages me like, man, I love your knowledge. You really put Max in his place. Everyone's like, your toes are sexy. It's like, I don't want to hear that.
Well, the toes out today? I'm not in studio. I can't see it.
She clearly takes great care of them, you know?
Thank you, Max.
Toes are important, Di. Don't let anybody tell you anything else.
I know. I think you can tell a lot about a person based on their toes.
What about a guy's toes? Are you pro men, pedicures if they're going to have their toes out?
Very much so. I cannot stand a man that has nasty feet. I think it tells you
that's
that
why Max keeps their shoes on.
Exactly. If their feet are nasty, you can imagine the rest of it.
Max, do you have your shoes crossed? What are you doing? Almost awkward shoe sense.
No, Diana, look at his shoes.
Look at my shoes. How are they doing?
They're nice. They're nice, clean. Yeah. He's got his Nikes
uptowns.
On. He's
got uptowns on.
Yeah, he looks handsome today.
There it is.
I love you, Di.
Nothing so listen. Next.
It goes down in the DM.
Football. We're going to get to football in a second, right? But, Diana, you are familiar with the show Bart and Han?
Very much so. Okay.
And, obviously, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Love it.
You're familiar with this show.
Number
You're
one
presently
show.
On it. Now, it turns out that Bart and Han challenged, essentially, Key and Jay. I'm not in. They try to challenge all three of us.
You got a bad back.
Not only that, I wouldn't get on the court anyway.
My back is broke.
It's 2-on-2. But I can make some contribution. So this is what I did. All right. It's time for the tale of the tape for this mismatch, my guys. Keyshawn Johnson and two-time player of the year Jay Will in 2-on-2 versus Bart Scott and most improved player in the fourth grade, his dad was the coach, Alan Hahn. First up, you see Key and Bart, two former NFL players. Key got 3 inches on him. They both played in the league 11 years. Of course, Key not only won the Super Bowl but also was drafted first overall. They both have a catchphrase, and as you can see, he is up in the championship department. So that's Key versus Bart Scott. And next up, as though that wasn't bad enough, we have J. Will and Alan Hahn. Alan Hahn does have some height on Jay Will. Up 6'2 and 3 quarters. That means Jay Will entered his own height. 6'2 and 3 quarters. All right. NCAA championship. Yep. Jay Will won one. And also, as I said, two-time player of the year. Very few players who ever lived have done that. Let me just check. No, Alan Hahn has not done that. And then Jay also was drafted second overall in the draft only because Yao Ming, a 7'6", talented and huge piece of business in China, by the way, went first overall. So Jay, at 6'2 and 3 quarters, went second. And Alan Hahn, again, wasn't drafted. So that's the tale of the tape. And you can see the odds are something like 1,000,000 to 1 for Jay and Key to win this thing.
That's good value on Barton Hahn at 1,000,000 to 1. Where you got your money,
Diana?
That's
pretty good. ESPN's been working on the 30th anniversary of White Man Can't Jump, and this just came to mind immediately, as I'm sure Alan has a little bit of hype, but I'm going to guess that he fits that mold that he can't play. Daring of them to challenge. And by the way, Bart is short. Bart is thick across. And he'd be probably annoying, I think, under the basket, just trying to box you out. But otherwise, he's just going to talk the whole time anyway and probably run out of air. So I have zero concerns about my guys here on the show.
So yeah. You're saying Alan Hahn is like Woody Harrelson, and then Bart is like...
Bart's a football player for a reason. Yeah, you know, like, he was made a football player.
Got it.
Billy, you're so stupid.
All right, Diana.
Sorry, that's my best Rosie Perez. It just came to mind.
So yesterday on this very program, Evan Wilner, our producer, suggested that the Browns bring Baker Mayfield in and have him start the season until Deshaun Watson's back from suspension. Now, Key laughed it down. However, we have some intelligence suggesting maybe you actually think Evan's idea could work. And because of that intelligence, we have set this all up because Evan very badly wants you to say something like that, especially if you believe it, that Evan's idea is a good one and Key is a dum-dum. So what do you have to say about Evan's idea?
Well, I'm a credible national NFL reporter who's been doing this for 10 years. And Evan, I'm sorry, but your thought is sweet, but it most likely will not happen.
Sweet thought, though.
Evan, here's where I will give you credit. He's right when it comes to, is this an option? Is there a world where Baker Mayfield actually will be a starter for the Cleveland Browns come the fall, because the Browns are in a position where they don't have a quarterback to start that they prefer, because Deshaun Watson would, if this were to happen, were to be suspended, right? So we still don't know what the latest is in regards to Watson and what the league is going to wind up deciding here. But right now, there is not a team interested, from what I can gather, in Baker Mayfield. The Panthers were the closest. From what I've learned, of course, it goes back to the contract. We've been talking about this for months, right, saying the way they want to divvy up this deal. Cleveland doesn't want to take it on at all. He's due about $18 million. They don't even want to split this thing. And they can't find a team right now that's willing to take it all on.
Wait a minute. Cleveland doesn't want to pay. I figured Cleveland's going to have to pay all of it or most of it. Everyone knows that. Mm-hmm. They're saying right now their position is they won't pay any of it?
They don't want to touch it.
Oh, well, that's why he has it. I mean, obviously, no team's going to give him $18 million.
Exactly. So the Seattle Seahawks are out. And they've been out, by the way. I never really got any sense from them that they were in the Baker Mayfield sweepstakes. Anyways, it made sense. And I think that's where Baker wanted to play. He had suggested that on that podcast. I think that offense would have been a nice fit for him. But for him to have any shot at playing it right now, to Evan's credit, maybe that is a lane. I think there's a lot to get through before we get from now to week one.
Yeah, there's barriers in that lane, though, Diana. It's, you know, if it didn't end as bad as it ended, then he may have had a legitimate shot at going back in and playing 6, 7, 8 games, whatever it may be. But that locker room doesn't want him back in there. Those players don't want Baker Mayfield. Have you heard one peep out of any of his former teammates, and I'm calling them former teammates even though he's still on the roster because he's not going to be their quarterback, have you heard any of them come to his defense? None, zero. Not one peep out of any of them. because they're not with him anymore. And so I think that they've moved on from that, and the Cleveland Browns have moved on. They're just waiting to figure out what to do with him next. Who knows if he even plays in the National Football League this year.
And, Di, I feel like it's just scorched earth, right? I mean, Jacoby Brissett is there. I think he can tread water for the time being until you find out what happens with Deshaun Watson. And I back to Key's point, Nick Chubb says something, I think it was like late January, early February, about kind of backing his QB, but they were in the trenches at that time. Like, that's the most revealing and shocking thing to me, because typically when something like this happens, your other players use their platforms to stand up for you. And the fact that nobody has, like, it makes me feel even worse for Baker in this situation.
I definitely think they're all in the team now, all in on backing Deshaun Watson. So it's definitely it would be weird for them to now start at this point, right? But before they signed Watson, yeah, it was definitely a little strange that nobody was pounding the drum of, like, how are we going to even possibly think about moving on from Baker? But remember, too, guys, it all happened really fast, right? It was all of a sudden the Browns were in. Baker asked for a trade. It was all within, like, a few days. And I think sometimes some players are like, man, I'm just not getting involved. And I think we've talked about this a lot on this show. The idea about just being an emotional player. And when you're the CEO of the team, the face of the team, and that being Baker, that was just, I think, a hard pill for a lot of people to swallow at the time, because he was just showing too much. And I think that was a really tough space for him to be in. And as a teammate, I'm sure it was just like, man, just be quiet, do your work.
I got to tell you something. Can you stick around, by the way, so we can play Hot News or Not News after SportsCenter?
Of course.
Okay. Because what you were saying is interesting. I didn't want to break it up to play Hot News or Not News. But I got to tell you, what you said about the Browns is hot news to me. I was not under the impression that Cleveland was waiting for another team to pay the full freight, really. In other words, I just assumed that they understood they were going to have to probably pay most of it,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because everyone knows he's going to get cut. The fact that Cleveland is soberly thinking, I don't think they are soberly thinking, but if they are, if that's actually their public position, that they want another team to pay the whole salary, they're out of their minds. And they want draft compensation? That's never going to happen, right?
I think at one point, Baker's market was better than it is now. I think it all, the quarterback carousel and the musical chairs moved so quickly. And now here we're at, every team has a quarterback, right? Think about it. Where is he going to go?
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
why when Key said, like, he may not play this year, the number one overall pick may not play.
Again, if he's not a bust, and Key and Jay don't ever like to use the word bust. There's such a thing as a bust. I can give you some examples. But I think if you've won double digits, you've won a playoff game, it's hard to call you a bust. But if you can't get to your second contract and you may not play for a year, you're something. What's that word that Baker is? 888-SAY-ESPN. A playoff team without their best wideout. That has to be hot news, right? Once again, Diana Russini giving the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Okay, hot news or not news time, Diana. DeAndre Hopkins suspended for 6 games to start the season.
Hot news, and I'm just going to go basically off the production of this team at the end of last season. You saw how much they struggled when he missed those final few games due to injury. I think they are going to struggle without him.
Yeah, certainly hot news, Diana. I think when you look back, like you said, at the record when he's not in the lineup, especially down the stretch a year ago when he was out of the lineup, they completely lost their mojo and their steam and got run out of the building at SoFi, and the Rams eventually went on to win the championship. It's a big blow to the offense. Although they got Hollywood Brown, he's still not DeAndre Hopkins. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I think it's blazing news. I mean, look, the QBR drops off when D-Hop is not in the field for Kyler Murray. And here's something else. Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. Look at this relationship that these guys had in college. I think that puts a lot more pressure on the quarterbacks and wide receivers that played in college to perform right away. And when you talk about what's over there going with the Cardinals, Kyler Murray, Hollywood Brown, played in college. Let's see what kind of pressure you have on yourselves coming out of the gate.
All right. The Saints signed Tyrann Mathieu. Hot news or not news, the Honey Badger.
I think it's hot because he's going back home. This is just like the perfect little story, and I think – the Saints needed a little sizzle. They needed something. I think they overpaid for him. But I think it's hot news because he's now a New Orleans Saint going back home.
Yeah, it's hot news. He goes home. He brings leadership to that defense. They sign him to a big, nice contract for a guy that's up in age, a smaller stature. It's been a great story for him in the National Football League since coming out of LSU. He was suspended, got things turned around. He eventually went to the Kansas City Chiefs, took care of business there in free agency. He didn't start there, but he winded up going there and helping them win a championship. I can't wait to see him in the New Orleans Saints uniform. As they say, who that?
Who that?
I think it's hot news, Dye, with their defense kind of being stacked and some of the pieces around them offensively. Is Jameis Winston a guy?
I don't think so. But here's the thing, what you saw, I saw what they did in the draft. And doesn't it just feel like they were drafting like they're going to try to win this thing this year?
I think they
there was no building for the future. This is like we're going now.
Jameis looked great to me when he was on the field. Like, I think the whole experiment, I wrote him off. I think it worked.
Look, the last conversation I had with Sean Payton when he was hanging it up was his love for Jameis Winston. Mm. So he left him, you know, at least I think he feels like he left Jameis Winston in good hands with this coaching staff, and they have belief in him. And the New Orleans Saints teammates, they love Jameis Winston. Mm-hmm. Love this kid.
I think they're going to love Tyrann Mathieu. I think Tyrann Mathieu's still real good. Mike Tomlin says Kenny Pickett certainly has a chance to be a week one starter, Diana. Hot news or not news?
I think that's hot news. They drafted him to start. They have a plan here. So I think that's very hot news.
See, it's not news to me at all because they drafted him. What else is Mike Tomlin going to say? I mean, that's Mike T. Do I think he'll be the week one starter? No, I don't think he'll be the week one starter at all.
Well, they obviously have zero confidence in Rudolph.
Key, that's blazing hot news then. What do you mean what else he has to say? He could say, you know what, our starter is Mitchell Trubisky right now. This is the direction we're going with our team. We would love to see how Kenny Pickett continues to progress.
Yep.
Mike Tomlin
is brilliant. But Mike Tomlin is brilliant at really swaying the media one way or the other. There's 8,000. The fact that he opened the door to this, I think, is blazing hot news.
I can't buy
DK Metcalf to Shannon Sharp on extension talks with the Seahawks. Quote, we're going to get something done. Hot news or not news,
I think,
Diana?
This is hot news, right? I think he's handling this with a lot of professionalism. You know, we're seeing so many receivers demanding trades, asking for more money, and that's their choice. That's what they want to do. But the way DK's doing this and just little updates here and there and keeping it quiet, keeping it in-house, I think it's hot news that he's going to wind up staying with the Seahawks and get paid.
You know, it's not news to me. It might be hot news to the people that's out there. And the reason it's not news is because Seattle was never going to part ways with DK Metcalf. They're not starting over, so to speak. I know a lot of people think because Russell Wilson and Bobby Wagner are no longer there, and they were key parts of Super Bowl winning teams in Seattle, that all of a sudden they're hitting an explosion, boom, and they're going to blow things up, and they're going to start all over again. That was never the plan in place for Pete Carroll when he moved on from Russell Wilson and Bobby Wagner. He's just basically plugging and playing, and I think DK is a very important part of what they want to do. And he always gives the money on second contracts to his star players. Just take a look at it.
Yeah, I think it's hot news just because, back to your point, Dye, the maturity, the professionalism that you're seeing from DK, with Russell Wilson leaving, you want to see a player of his stature say, this is mine. I this is my team. This is my city. He hopes it works out, but still you like that approach by DK.
Diana Russini, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Diana.
All right, Di.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax is brought to you by CSX Veterans. CSX is hiring. Apply at csx.com/careers. Great Diana Russini, ladies and gentlemen. And the question that just arose is, if Baker Mayfield is not a bust, what word would you use? He's something. He ain't a raging success right now. If he can't get to his second contract with the team that drafted him one overall and can't catch on with another team, may not play in the NFL this year. Fill in the blank is brought to you by Barbasol Shaving Cream. Choose Barbasol Shaving Cream for a thick lather and close, comfortable shave. And for a limited time only, capture your Barbasol Jurassic cans before they're gone. Jason in Fort Lauderdale, what would you call Baker Mayfield?
Good morning, gentlemen. I would call him a disappointment, not a bust. Like he said, if you play in the NFL, and especially if you're the number one overall pick, you could play ball. But he's a major disappointment, not just on the field, but off the field, too. That's why nobody's sticking up for this guy. He's on these State Farm commercials or whatever, yada, yada. So he's like the big guy in the locker room, and everybody's looking at him sideways because he's maybe like the 16th or 20th best quarterback in the league. He's just a disappointment. And you know what? He didn't go to a great team to begin with. He kind of rode the Nick Chubb wave in the running game and the offensive line. He never showed up. He never made any big plays, ever, ever.
By the way, it's Progressive commercials, not State Farm commercials, but a disappointment. Okay. Would you say Baker's a disappointment, KJ?
I would think he would be a disappointment to Cleveland Brown fans. I would say disappointment, yeah. Yeah.
Now, Max, I would say he's a bridge. He's a bridge for what was to come, right? First off, Baker got the Browns their first playoffs win in a long time. He got them to the playoffs, regardless of whether you want to say it was primarily based on their run game, whatever. Like, he made plays down the stretch to get them in that position, and all this has led to them getting Deshaun Watson. So I can see how fans might say, oh, it's disappointing, but still, you feel like the culture of the organization with Kevin Stefanski and Baker has been trending in the direction that's ultimately led them to this point that they have a top five quarterback in the NFL.
Look,
but like that's a bridge to where they were going.
I'm very happy for someone like Ryan Leaf, who had a long journey to getting to a much better place for himself, right? But I think that it is fair to say if you're selected first or second overall as a career, it's a great accomplishment to get there. We know, we assume that already. That's a bust, right?
Max, you could say stop,
that.
Max!
You could say that. No, I'm not going to apologize for that. It's a description.
But Max, it's not about every single year you have guys that are drafted first, second, third overall. Like, yep. It's
and
thousands
every,
of players.
Like, right, we're talking about, it's understood by the standards of one of the top picks in the drafts. We're not saying by the standards of me or some guy on the street.
That's not everybody's standards. That's your standards as a fan.
And media. Fans and media, which are...
But that doesn't make you right.
But they do outnumber the athletes like a million to one.
God.
Right?
So the vast majority of people... Because they type it and write it down?
No.
Stop.
The fans think this way because it is fair to say within a closed population, we understand already it's an incredible accomplishment to get to the highest league in the world by those standards. This guy's good, that guy's not good. Don't pretend you... often have you said he can't play dead in a cowboy
movie? But that
doesn't
mean
I'm not
bust,
calling
though.
Him a bust.
But
I'm not calling somebody a bust.
You're saying he can't play.
Max, it's just like your job that you do. If you move on from one job to the next... to the next, that doesn't deem you a bust.
That's very different than being selected top overall.
You're selected to do a job, though, Maxie. Yeah.
And that they couldn't do.
Oh, that's why you... No, never mind, man.
Don't use the word bust.
Bust is a completely legitimate word to use.
It's not, Max.
But what I am saying is it doesn't apply. Bust is a number one pick, completely legitimate. You guys disagree. But it does not apply. I agree to Baker Mayfield. He's accomplished too much to say that. You could apply it to some, not to Baker Mayfield. So what is the word? That's the question. You say disappointment. Jay, you say bridge. 888-SAY-ESPN. What's the word? Draymond Green knows his reputation and said that he's got to change and not the way he plays. That's next on ESPN Radio. That's not going to change. He's not going to change the way he plays. That's next on ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
I think tonight was probably a reputation thing more so than a hard foul.
Draymond Green, crying victim. Oh my goodness. Is it reputation? You're damn right it's reputation. Draymond Green got to be better than that, and he knows that because he put himself in that situation to begin with.
Hey, hey, hey.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, hey, presented by Progressive Insurance. Bundle and protect today. Under one roof, learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Guys, you want to hear from Draymond post-game? I guess, well, this is a press conference anyway. On his style of play, here's Draymond.
Play basketball for a living. Have an incredible family, incredible life. I'm not picked on. There's other people that's picked on. I'm no victim. I'm good money. I told y'all on my podcast. My reputation is a badge of honor. Not everybody can earn that reputation. So, life goes on. I'm never going to change the way I play basketball. It's gotten me this far. It's gotten me 3 championships, 4 All-Stars, Defensive Player of the Year. Not going to change now.
I love me some Draymond Green. Jay, nor should he. Should he change, Jay? Should he change the way he plays?
First off, Draymond Green's going to be a superstar. He will be on TNT or he will be somewhere earning a lot of money. The fact that he did an instant podcast right after the game because everybody wants to hear his thoughts. I agree with him that he doesn't need to change the way he plays. But he has to change his mindset to a degree when he's in playoff games that are become heated when things like that happen, right? Because, I mean, that could have led to a bigger situation. Look what happened in 2015. Now, you're already talking about guys won multiple NBA championships. And I know that last night we had a situation in which Jay Crowder kicked Luka Doncic someplace he should not have kicked him. Draymond jumped on social media, said, oh, he should have been suspended for multiple games for that, right? Going back to what happened in 2015 when he kicked LeBron James in the family jewels and then got suspended. So, but like, you just have to be smart in those situations. But I don't think he needs to change the ultimate sentiment of how he plays, though, Max. Just have to be smarter.
No, he doesn't need to change anything. Continue to do, play the way you play. You play with passion, you play with fire. Much like Draymond said, 3 championships, All-Stars, future Hall of Famer, made millions of dollars on the court, contributes to his community. The reason that he is where he is now is because he has been a relentless worker. He wasn't a first-round pick. He wasn't the number one, the number two, the 10th pick in the draft. He's a second-round guy who clawed and climbed his way up the ladder to become scrappy. So I don't want him to change at all. I understand what you're saying, Jay, that he needs to be mindful in certain situations. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't. That's not who he is.
He also.
You cannot take that away from him.
No.
That edge that he has, because then he would not be authentic. He would be something that he's not. You lose that edge, Draymond Green will be a shell of himself. And I'm sure the Golden State Warriors and Steve Kerr and Steph Curry and Klay Thompson don't want him to change. No, they don't want do exactly what you've always done.
Key, you don't have to lose your edge, but you can be. The dude is extremely mindful and extremely aware. Like, he is a basketball low-key genius. He's like a Rajon Rondo. He's the one that orchestrates a lot of their plays. I don't know if you guys have ever spent time with him, but just hearing him break down sets and what he sees as a quarterback on the court is brilliant.
I've spent time with him, but not talking about basketball.
Draymond Green is an all-time great. He should be a first ballot Hall of Famer, in my opinion. And by the way, when everyone talks about how Steph changed the game, his crime partner, even though Klay is obviously in the backcourt with him more than anyone, is Dre. That's the pick-and-roll partner. That's the dude who allowed them to play five out. That's the do-everything guy, the point forward. He is a great player, future Hall of Famer. Let me say this. He obviously should not change the way he plays, but I want to get into the point you made, Jay, because I totally agree with this. The fact is, a player with Draymond's kind of personality and energy, right, has to know where, like, how to walk that line where you go right up to it, but you don't cross it for the benefit of the team. And what comes to mind, you brought up 15, 16, but it's the 16 finals, right? LeBron knew Draymond one more tech and he was going to miss a game. LeBron baited him.
Baited him.
He baited the hook and threw it out there. Dre bit. And because of that, the Warriors lost the championship. 73-win team. I don't think if Draymond gets suspended, if he doesn't get suspended, there's a good chance they win the series.
Jay, what year is this
for
him?
But he did.
For Dre?
What year is this for him?
I'm not sure. He's been in the league for a while.
Teens, right?
Teens?
Let me look it up.
No, but in the teens. Why would he change now?
I understand what happened.
I understand what happened with LeBron James and LeBron baited him and everything and all that. He ain't changing.
But that's not
so why even try to get him to do something that he's not going to do? No, that is changing. When you're asking him not to keep that edge, not to keep that scrappiness, not to push and shove or grab or kick or claw, whatever it is that you think he's doing that he shouldn't be doing,
the question is, can you retail it? In other words, like, you don't want him to make a wholesale change because that's what made him great, as you said. Is it possible to ask someone with that personality to be great, do all the things you're doing, but you're saying no, you can't ask him to just change that little thing because
he's 10 years in. It's not a year. It's not 2 years. He's not.
I think you can ask someone to be a little smarter in certain situations.
Did Dennis Rodman change? What made him great was his edge.
Rodman is a good comparison.
Max, let me ask you this, Max.
Yep.
Would Draymond Green be a Hall of Famer if he didn't play with Steph and Clay?
Impossible to say.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think greatness.
I think this is a barbershop conversation that boys and
I've only seen him play with Steph and Clay, though, Jay.
I know, but like if he were on a team that didn't have that system with the shooters of Steph, the greatest shooter of all time, potentially the second greatest shooter of all time,
the conditions had to be right for him, in other words. Yeah.
Just a conversation.
There were other kind of wide-bodied, shorter, power-forward types who could play the point, like Anthony Mason. But Draymond took it to a different level, I think. But you're right, yeah, conditions were right for him. But they were right for him. It did occur.
Agree. It is what it is. I mean, conditions are what they are. It was just sometimes as a hooper you have these type of conversations.
It's an interesting conversation, and I'm even more interested in this idea. Could he... He is saying no. Can you ask someone who's always done it a certain way and has gotten great success because of that? Hey, just this one little thing over here.
Not to be mindful and not to grab somebody's jersey or to kick somebody to be ejected.
It's not on Jay. They can't change.
But Key, you have to some point, and you're yelling at a ref and you keep going and keep going.
Like, I think it's a
legitimate
decision.
It's not
going to
happen. So let's stop trying to make it happen.
I actually think Draymond can do that. I think he's smart enough to do that.
Everyone knows people in their lives
who, like, they are who they are, and you can't ask them to change just this little thing. Four teams not in the playoffs that might be most important for the NBA to get back on track. That's next. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.